Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project. Today we have three stories for you. The first is written by a donor-conceived individual, and the latter two are both written by donors. Our first story is titled, Three Dads. My dad died before I was born. That's what I was told since before I can remember. That's what I told people when they asked about my father. My dad, the man I was named after, died from a heart attack before I was born. The story became even more tragic when learning the details of his untimely death. He was only 25, a cancer survivor, and died 3 days before my parents' second wedding anniversary and my mother's 27th birthday. He collapsed playing racquetball. When my mother went to see him at the hospital, she couldn't see him because he was too sick, but he had asked the nurse to ask my mom if she was pregnant. Hoping to give my dad a reason to be strong and survive, my mom said yes. He died later that day. The day after the funeral, my mother took a pregnancy test. It was positive. I idolized my dad, this man I never met. I fantasized what life would be like if he hadn't died. I thought about the siblings I never had and the future that was never meant to be. And then my mother met somebody else. My mother told me this was my dad. No. I was adamant. This usurper was not, and never would be, my dad. I had a dad, and he was dead. He was never your dad, my mother said. This is your dad. However hard my stepfather tried to parent me, I fought back. I hit him, kicked him, pretended to hug him, and then tried to squeeze the life out of him. I resented him for everything, especially for my mother forgetting my father. This continued for 6 years, until my mother realized that we, as a family, needed help. We ended up in family therapy. This was where my life changed forever. My Maury Povich moment. My first husband? My mother started. He was not your father. What? I was incredulous. That's when my mother explained that my dad's cancer therapy made him sterile, but he always wanted children. Together, my parents went to a fertility clinic for donor sperm. My mom had 3 miscarriages before she got pregnant with me. She felt that because I wasn't related to him, he wasn't my father. I see it differently. If my mom hadn't met my dad, I wouldn't be here today. If he'd been alive, he'd have been a great father. I was born out of my parents' love. He wanted me. All of these things makes him, a man I've never met, an awesome dad. I also feel that I have 3 dads. My stepdad, my legal dad, and my biological dad. I'll never know 2 of them, and that makes me incredibly sad. My mother still tries to downplay my life story. My legal dad didn't have to be around if she'd just had an affair with my biological dad. My mom signed a waiver saying she would never find out who my biological dad is. You know what? I didn't sign that waiver. It makes me incredibly angry that one father was taken away from me by death, but another because of a stupid piece of paper my mother signed over 30 years ago. I sometimes feel lost, not knowing where part of me comes from. I continue on. I live my life, and my past has become an interesting anecdote as far as most people are concerned. However, I decided long ago if I ever needed a sperm donor, he would not be anonymous. It hurts too much to not know who you are. Our second story is entitled Lost and Longing. I am 37. At the age of 20, I made the decision to donate my eggs. The recipient couple was a homosexual male couple that wished to conceive and had plans to use a surrogate. The only way I was able to wrap my head around this decision at the time was the knowledge that it would be anonymous. Not because I didn't care about the child produced or feel a desire for any kind of connection, but because I knew it would be too difficult for me otherwise. I communicated this. My decision to donate anonymously was also motivated by money. Not by any means to get rich, mind you, but to survive. To survive without hurting others, doing porn, stealing, or otherwise disrespecting myself. I saw a chance to help as well. But anonymity is what allowed me to make that gift possible, in love and light. If the prospective parents were not comfortable with that, they should have chosen an alternative route. Somehow, some way, I have yet to identify. They were given my name. They then made the decision to give my name to their daughter. She reached out to me last week at my place of employment, and I now know has been following me online through social media for a bit of time. I received a text on my work phone in the middle of an event. I was floored, of course. She looks exactly like me, has a brother and a sister, triplets, says she loves her life, but that it has been difficult without a mother, that she has so many questions for me about her and me and us. I have nothing but love for this child, and deeper than I could ever imagine. Also, a tremendous amount of compassion and empathy that she is naturally curious about herself. At the same time, I also feel a deep rage towards the medical providers and her parents for sharing my information. They have opened a Pandora's box of emotions and placed me in a very precarious position emotionally and otherwise. I wrote the provider the letter below. I feel deep sadness and disappointment that you shared my name in a way that made this possible, as anonymity was a part of my agreement and your only real burden to bear. Why you and/or the parents decided it was appropriate to share, I do not know. Why it was even available to share is not something I understand. But I cannot unknow what I know now. and it is not my desire that the children bear any blame, as they are only naturally curious about themselves. It does, however, place me in a very precarious situation, and has caused me tremendous sadness, anxiety, and even regret. I feel robbed by you in many ways in light of this, and am only writing to you because I remembered you to be a kind and fair woman. I wanted to give us an opportunity to discuss, but in fairness, I do not know how I'm going to proceed at this point. And that's the truth of where I'm at. Desperately searching through blogs online and finding this one. I have no idea what's next or what I should do. I've read so many stories from women who have used IVF and feel that egg donors are just donating genetic material. Discounting their role completely and seeming to be solely focused on who the title of real mother is. It has made me question and regret my decision to be involved in this process now more than ever. Did these men ever think about the pain and suffering I may have experienced in making this initial donation? Did they ever think how revealing my identity would affect me? Having seen this girl's picture, I have no question she is my child. What are her expectations? The pain of not knowing her is now heavy on my heart, and the anxiety of what our future relationship may or may not be has sunk me into a major depression. Perhaps she just wants to ask a few family history questions and never speak with me again? That would destroy me in some ways. And if she wants more than that, how does that affect the family I've created and our future together? I was 5 years older than her when I made the donation to her father's. They were significantly older, and I wonder if, as the parents of these beautiful children, they would want either of their daughters to go through such a potentially dangerous procedure with unknown medical and emotional future consequences. Do they care about the financial hardships and medical consequences I may have suffered as a result since? Should I contact them to confront? I don't want to betray the girl who has reached out either. Very lost at the moment, and grateful to share. Our last story of the day is entitled To Lost and Longing. Your words are so eloquent. I feel what you feel, but lack the skills to hammer my crippled English into a shape to express my pain. Even if my writing skills were adequate, how can I express a clear thought when my heart is torn in three? For one, I know that in most cases the parent will not tell my offspring of their origins. They won't come looking for me. They won't even suspect I exist. And two, that hurtful, hateful two. When I gave my gift, the rules were simple. You hand over the plastic cup and walk away. Never look back. Never ask what if. You will never know them, and they will never know you. Perhaps if I'd paid attention at Sunday school, I'd have been warned. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. But now a government, filled with earnest self-righteousness, and an eye on the polls, has decided to retrospectively change the rules. I feel such rage that a government could so cynically betray those who gave life. The law at the time demanded my wife approve my donation, and against all her instincts, she did. Pause and think about that. Would you allow your spouse to do the same? Now her fears are realized. How can I assure her everything will be all right? I did that once. I told her the law protects our anonymity. I was wrong. Her nightmares are fulfilled, and it is my fault. I am the agent of her betrayal. She has told me that any contact with my offspring will trigger the end of our marriage of more than 30 years. But 3. I yearn to see, to touch, to hold, to care for the children who have sprung from my donation. I too am torn, filled with hope, guilt, gratitude, fear, and remorse. So to lost and longing, I stand beside you and feel what you feel. Those are all of our stories for today. I just want to thank you guys for being so brave enough to write in and to share your journeys with us in such an open manner. Also, a belated Happy Father's Day to all of you. I'll see you guys a few Mondays from now. This is Hattie Hart from the Anonymous S Project.